Hi, welcome to Build 2017. My name is Yi-Rei Cho. I'm a program manager on Microsoft Planner. Today, I'm going to tell you about some of the recent updates that we've made to the Planner Task API in Microsoft Graph. We have a really simple agenda. We're just going to give a brief overview of Planner, go into the specific API updates, and have a couple of demos to cover the key concepts of this particular update. For those of you who aren't familiar with Planner, Planner is one of the newest services in Office 365. Planner provides work management capabilities for teams. That's kind of a complicated marketing way to go and say it's for teams to go and track their tasks and help people get stuff done. The core of the experience for Planner is this board that you see. And so on the board, you can go and have different columns, which you call buckets, and tasks that go into them. You also have the ability to go and drill into any of these tasks and have additional metadata. So this is, you know, the common types of stuff that you'd expect. So you can go and do start dates, due dates, assignments, progress checklists, things of that sort. You also have the ability to go and associate documents with each of these tasks, as well as have comments and conversations on these tasks. Let me tell you a little bit more about what's happening under the covers, though, and where we get all this information. This will help you understand how we use the API in a second. So first off, every single plan within Planner is associated with a group. And so we always go and pull all the group information. So a group is a collection of people that are all working on the same thing together. Once you have the group, you have a plan that's owned by that particular group. That's kind of the collection of all the tasks and all the buckets and things like that. The next concept is buckets. So buckets are the ways that you can organize all of your collections of tasks within that plan, and then finally you have tasks themselves. The next part is within the details that I mentioned, you have all of the actual task details. Those are the things like notes and so on. And then you also have the file attachments. These attachments are actually powered by SharePoint files, and you also have the comments and conversations, which are powered by Outlook. And so how does all of this stuff work together? Well, the thing is, Planner is actually built completely using the Microsoft Graph. And so the Microsoft Graph is one of the key points of Microsoft's strategy for APIs around providing a single API to help give you access to all of the data that's available in Microsoft services. So in this particular instance, we're using a lot of Office 365 services. We're talking to groups, we're talking to SharePoint, we're talking to Exchange and Outlook, and finally, of course, we're talking to Planner data as well. And so, you know, using this single resource, you're able to go and get access to all of these different capabilities and build out apps. And so, you know, as I noted, Planner itself is using the Microsoft Graph to build a pretty rich application, and so you can also use the Microsoft Graph to build cool apps and great experiences. So we've actually had the Planner API out in beta for almost a year now. And so we're pretty happy to go and announce that we're moving the Planner Task API to V1 in concert with this year's Build conference. So through the Microsoft Graph, you'll be able to access all of that content that you get in Planner. So all the plans, the tasks, the boards, so on. The overall system is pretty straightforward, like I described before. You have a group which owns a plan. That plan contains a collection of tasks. And so as part of moving to V1, we've made a bunch of API updates. And so some of the key ones that we're going to cover today are adding a new Planner segment. We're going to go a little bit deep in how we go and generate order hints. So that's how you order the content within Planner. And then also talk about how we support some of our recent features, such as assigning a task to multiple people. The first one is really straightforward. So this is for folks who've been playing with our beta, our previous beta API. You'll notice that we had a bunch of kind of unadorned URLs. And so part of us moving to V1 is making it clear that, you know, if you're dealing with Planner content. So in this case, we've added the Planner segment to several of the URLs that we have to access Planner resources. The next bit is around, we now go and do server-generated order hints. So if you've been familiar with the API in the past, you could go and specify a string value for the order hint. Order hints are still strings, and you can still use them to compare the order of, you know, whatever your tasks are, what the order of the actual buckets themselves are. But the way we go and actually treat them is very different. And so first off, as opposed to letting you specify any old generic string, the service is now going to go and generate the values for you. And then in order to figure out where to actually place an item, you have to follow the specific format, which is talking about the previous item that you want to go insert things in, the next item, and then this sort of exclamation point. And so I'll show you a couple of examples here, as well as exploring how to use this within the actual Graph Explorer too. But to go in a bit more detail, you know, let's imagine I have two items here. So I have item one, which has this order hint, item two, that is this order hint. And so in order for me to go and put an item, insert an item before item number one, I'd have to specify, again, using this sort of notion of previous order hint and next order hint. Because item one happens to be the first item of the list, there is nothing before it. So all I have to do is specify a space, and then, you know, the item that it's going to go before, and then an exclamation point. Similarly, if I'm putting it to the end of the list, I'd specify here the order hint for item number two. Oops, I actually have a typo there. This should be A, B, C, D. And then the exclamation point after it. And then finally, for the last case in which I want to put something in between, I would specify both of the order hints, and that way the item would get inserted in the middle of it. The next concept is just that we're also going to go and update how we handle task assignments. And so previously, the assigned to field within Planner was a simple string, so you could give it the ID of the user you want to assign it to. Now that we support assigning a task to multiple people, we now support having a collection of assignments within Planner. Okay, so let me go and demo these couple of concepts. So I went over quite a bit. So I'm going to go and show how you can go and kind of interact with the Planner API. I'm using the Microsoft Graph Explorer, so this is available as part of the documentation that you have. In this particular situation, I've made a demo plan already called Build Demo associated with a group to go and show today's concepts. In order to get that information, I'm just going to go and try to find that group. So I'm going to say filtering on display name equals build demo, and that will give me the group information. I can now grab that ID and go and query on a little bit more information about it and see kind of the interior stuff. So for example, if I go here, add in that, I can go and hit Planner, Plans, and see all of the plans that are associated with that group. In the current experiences, we can only have one plan associated with a group. And so we see that one plan here for my build demo. I can now grab that ID and then go and get additional information. So let me go do that. So grabbing that, I'm going to change my URL to Planner Plans ID. And now I have that same sort of basic planner information. As I mentioned, each plan owns a collection of tasks. And so if I went here and said tasks, I would see all of the tasks in that plan. Unfortunately, I have none yet, so I'm going to show you creating that in a second. But I can also see the things around buckets. So in this case, I already have two buckets. So buckets. And I can see the two buckets. I have buckets one and two associated here. The reason why understanding the plan and the buckets are pretty important is once you go and move to creating tasks, you need to have both the plan ID as well as the bucket ID to complete your post. So let me hop over to that next one in which I'm going to go and set up posting to that same particular plan. So I've actually copied the code over a little already just to save some time. But you can see here that I'm going and posting to planner/tasks. And within the actual request body, I've specified the plan ID, the bucket ID that I want to do, and then a title for that task. And so when I go and run this query, I'm going to see a success down here. And then also, if I hop over to my actual plan, I can see that that task I just created is already there as well. And so let me go and do this two more times. And so I can, that way I have a couple tasks to play with. So now I've created task two and then task three. Okay, and so if I look over here, I should see task one, two, and three. And I think if I refresh, actually it's come back in the other order. Yeah, one, two, and three, great. And so the next thing I'm going to go and show is how to go and play with the order hints on these tasks. So within Planner, each of these views on the board has a different sort of formatting that controls the order. Because I can drag and drop all these tasks as I see fit I can go and change the order. So we have three different views, the buckets view, an assigned to view, and a by progress view. We're going to go and focus on the buckets view today and kind of show how to and update the orders. And so basically within each task, it's related to a task board formatting item which specifies the order. I have a query over here that I've gone and expanded that for all the tasks. And so I can go and see that information. So let me run that one. And so you could see here that I have each of my task IDs. And then below that, you see that there's a bucket task board format, which has this notion of an order hint over here. So let me just double check. And then I can also show you my first query of getting all the tasks as well. And I'm going to actually simplify it a little bit and just grab the some of the metadata. Okay. And so this is just showing simply the couple that I've added. So in this case, what I want to do is try to move task 3 in between task 1 and 2. So if I go back over here on this side, what I need to go and do is, oops, sorry, wrong window. I need to go and look at these different tasks and say that task 3 was that the ID of a U to start. And I'm going to go and grab that ID because that's the one I want to go and update. And then I need to go and put that in between the two. And so these are the two order hints that I need to go and now look at. So I have this one and this one. And so if I did do that over here, I'm going to go and specify that update. So what I do is I do a patch because now I'm doing an update. So I specify the task I want to update, and I'm going to go to the task board format for that specific item. Now that I'm doing a patch, I also need to go and grab the etag. So that way I can get the most recent changes. Let me grab that. Put that on the request header. And then the next piece I need to do is grab these two IDs for my order hint. So and then grab the other one. I think I actually have these in the reverse order. Okay. And so as I noted, we have that first task that I want to put it in between the first and the second task, and then specify that with the exclamation point. And if I did the copy pasting right, if I run this query, that should go and get updated. So that looks like I got them reversed. 1 second. Try that again. Okay, and there I go. Now I've got that updated. And if I go back over here and do a refresh, you should now see task 3 in between 1 and 2. So the next thing I'm going to go and show is the update around how to go and assign a task to multiple people. And so if I go over here now, I'm going to go post it to create a task again. But this time I'm going to go and specify an assignment. And so as I noted, now we have a collection for assignments. And so the first thing here is that basically you go and specify an assignment, and then you specify the ID for the user you want to go and add to that task. And then you have the option to do an order hint as well here. And so in this case, we can just go and say, I'm going to go and do a bunch of these all at once. And I can go and specify that same format of exclamation points to specify the order relative to these previous items. And so once I go and post this, I'll get a task that's assigned to 4 different people and on that same plan. So let me try that. Okay, and so I'm getting a success here that I created that task. And so now if I go back into Planner again, I'll see that I have a task that's now assigned to 4 different people. Okay, so let me go and pop back to the slides. And so some of the other updates that we've made recently include things like adding additional properties on the task itself. And so some of the properties we've added include the active checklist item count, and then the total checklist item counts. And so this helps you go and provide some sort of an indicator of, you know, how many things are still left to do without fully going to task details to go and actually count all of the specific items. So it just makes rendering a kind of a rich task card a little bit nicer. And then we also have the notion of a reference count. And so the references that we have within Planner are how we store our attachments. And so again, this is starting to aid building kind of out a rich task visualization of just the task itself without having to fetch all of the task details. We've also made some changes of making sure that all of our e-tags are also going to be sortable by ordinal values. And so this way, things that sort later, you know, are going to be newer items. And then also we've made a slight change in which read-only user fields will now return an identity set instead of a string. And so in that case, that's going to be some of the key fields are completed by, created by, modified by, and assigned by. So that was a brief overview of some of the recent updates we've made to the Planner Task API. Thanks a bunch for your time, and happy coding.